Coaches Insight programs, they continue here tonight on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamman. We continue to talk about the Ravens of Moorhill Mount Academy, and we're joined now by the boys' coach, that is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Ravens are off to a great start here in 2024. They are 2-0, wins over Donovan West last week, and then this week on Tuesday night, a big win at Royal Valley, 68-44. We'll dive into that game Tuesday night a little bit more detailed here in a moment. But, Coach, again, a 2-0 start, have to feel pretty good about where your team's at so far.
Yeah, we're happy with the start. Obviously we're thinking about a lot of things we want to keep working and improving on, but definitely happy with the effort and the attitudes of the guys. And they were already pretty excited, but starting 2-0 makes everybody a little bit more excited. So, yeah, couldn't have asked for a better start.
Yeah, let's talk about the offense a little bit. 59 points in the win against Donovan West last week. You guys hang up 68 on Tuesday night against a pretty solid Royal Valley team on the road. How would you assess the team's play on offense so far?
Yeah, I think offensively we got off to a good start. Friday was a little bit rougher. We didn't quite spread the floor as well as we want to move off the ball. A lot of our points on Friday came from the second chances on rebounding, which we did really well at. I thought last night, Tuesday, was a lot stronger of a offensive performance. We pushed the ball in transition. We shot really well. Overall, it was definitely a step in the right direction. A lot of guys that can score for sure.
Where do you guys see, at least at this point, you'll get two more games here Friday at Hiawatha, and then you'll play Jefferson County North next week before the holiday break. What's kind of the mindset for you right now and your coaches in terms of what you guys are still working on and trying to improve upon at least here in the next week before that holiday break?
Yeah, really just using this as time to keep focusing on what we're trying to do. We want to tighten up a lot of things defensively. We saw a lot of holes on that on Friday. But I think defensively, if we can tighten up our game a little bit and work on that, and then, it's all about momentum. So going into Christmas break with the positive momentum to keep everybody invested through those practices. Those can be some tough practices.
Yeah, and talking about the opponent on Friday night, you guys will see a big East League opponent again. This time you'll go to Hiawatha. You know, they've played two pretty good teams here, two losses by a combined, 6 points. They lost to Troy by 2 last week, and then, they were right there, had a chance to beat Horton. Of course, you guys are very familiar with the Horton Chargers, how good they've been over the last couple of years. They had them on the ropes, but Horton made some plays late, got it to overtime. Ultimately, the Chargers won that game Tuesday night in overtime, 67-63. They got some length. They got some really good shooters, good guard play. Certainly like to push the tempo and play some defense in the full court. You know, how do you see this Hiawatha game playing out this week?
Yeah, we think it's going to be a good, tough competition for us. As you said, they've played two really good teams, so they've had a good tested schedule already, and they've been in tight games, which ultimately makes players and teams even better. So we're expecting a lot to handle with them. And so just focusing on, containing them defensively is probably our big focus. Knowing they do a little bit more in the full court. So preparing for that. It's going to be a good competition.
What would you say is maybe the biggest difference for at least what you know at this point about Hiawatha, maybe compared to what you saw with Royal Valley earlier in the week?
Yeah, not a ton yet. We watch this, we do our scouting film and we watch it and we look it over. But it's, this point in the season, wins, losses, scores and stuff, so early, we don't know a ton other than what they have the potential and they have a lot of kids that can play, and Royal Valley, hats off to them, and hats off to Donovan West. Everybody's working hard, and they're all good competition for us.
That's Moorhill Mount Academy boys basketball coach Christian Wessel joining us again. Off to a 2-0 start, the Ravens are beating Donovan West and Royal Valley in the last week. They'll get Hiawatha on Friday. You can view that on the Hiawatha channel. Turn around and they'll get Jefferson County North on a Tuesday before the holiday break. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.